What would you call your mother's mother?
Grandmother.
Mm-hmm. You always call her grandmother?
Grandmother. It's grandmother or babes.
You ever call her grandma?
Yeah, grandma. Grandma?
How about her husband? What would you call him?
Granddad. Yeah. And tonight, I spent Friday night. My granddaddy died Sunday night.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I can see him right now, son. I can see him when he's standing on that front porch of that old big house. When I jumped on that five-year-old big man and he was coming running up through the farm, we made him a road like this hard. He's standing up there when I come home and told Dad, I said, Dad, Granddaddy wants to come back and spend the night with me.
What did your dad say?
I said, what about what? You tell me you're coming back? I told my cousin and tell you I'm coming back. I'm going back down.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that view was a lope, what the lope, you know, and some folks said gallop.
Mm-hmm.
But lope was the actual old-fashioned way of saying it. You'd get the lope in this way.
Yeah.
And the road was foam and hard, had on shoes back in front, you know, and you could hear that mule flopping at it. And I got back up at what's called this side of the house, the dog cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It was about as far near the top of the hill from his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I got down a little lump, a little gray like that, and I got about halfway. I could see him standing on that front porch looking for me.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You know what he said?
What?
He said, put him in the first star on the right, I didn't put his feet in there.
Mm-hmm.
Put in about 15 ears of corn, and 2 or 3 bones of hay, and some fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And had a trough out there in the lot, watering trough, made out of concrete. I wore the new lamp and put in this dog, she turned around and did.
Mm-hmm. And you went inside the house?
Huh?
You went inside the house?
Well, when I went back out there, he then got through the thing, you know. And the next morning we got up and then I went out there and had a milk cup of cows and feed about 6, 7 head of cattle and feed 2 or 3 horses of meat. They just got to help slop his holes. She's having a good time.
Good time.
So, I haven't seen that he's a big man. Come rolling around that state building, be up around that miles, man. Look up to see granddaddy come about 9, 9:15 with a willow basket. About that big, fried chicken and biscuits.
Yeah.
Tea cakes. A biscuit and sausage.
Those
were
good days.
Well, I've seen him come over that same thing or something. Every day, maybe for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You over there planting cotton seed, planting corn, chopping cotton, thinning corn seed, and then go to town.
Mm-hmm.
Have a deal with tea, iced tea.
Iced tea.
Ham meat. But the last 3 years of his life, you go to his house most any time of it and get a piece of country pork.
Uh-huh. Is that like bacon?
Bacon,
just
ham,
mm-hmm.
shoulder meat,
mm-hmm.
side meat.
Shit. Yeah.
John, I have to go. Beautiful. Got lots to do. About 1 o'clock. They had no beer. Be it all right for that.
Okay. Do you have a